All right. So this is something I found out. The average customer acquisition cost for life insurance is $1,500 per customer, right? So what that means is you're spending $1,500 to acquire that customer. Now, are you going to, of course, the goal is that they become a customer over the course of the lifetime value of that customer, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 to make up for that $1,500, right? But just with a podcast, we've gotten that down to $67, which we didn't know until we did this math. So that's crazy.
That's insane. And you were telling me as well that as time goes on, that number gets lower and lower and lower as people go through previous episodes, and you have a lot of mileage that you can get out of one piece of content or one video, you know, and even we're leaving out, as we usually do, so many people can come from a LinkedIn, from a clip that you throw on LinkedIn, and that viewership can be oftentimes more important or maybe even more conducive to leading to a conversation where they buy at the end of that journey, more so than like the full-fledged episode, right? So I think a lot of that too is not able to be captured, but also contributes to it as well, outside of the numbers that we can look at from YouTube, from Captivate. There's a lot of that like collateral, I guess you could call it, engagement that comes with people just seeing clips, and then also word of mouth too, which IBC is a big, big part, is so community driven, right? So many people recommend friends, family to get involved in it.
And don't click off just because we said IBC, right? It's like, before we lose people, this is just a life insurance marketing strategy that, to your point, works as an ecosystem together. So there's podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, socials, email, webinars, right? So that's what we're talking about, right? It's not how to sell IBC. It's really not how to sell anything. It's how do you set up this marketing ecosystem,
right,
so that when you get on a call, for example, our clients, Dave and Paul, when they get on a call, it's they're vetting the prospect. The prospect already knows they want to work with them, right? Mm-hmm. The prospect already wants a policy. That's not the question. The question is this prospect a good client for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want, hey,
there's a lot of practitioners know, you know, it's, there's a requisite level of knowledge, not to start really, but for some agents, for you to get started with some agents, right? There's some people that don't want to start from zero with that. A lot of times they want you to have read the book beforehand. A lot of practitioners
and even
know folks, that, and maybe even people that have talked to someone, right? They may even experience this where they'll say like, hey, go read the book so it can soak in a little bit more and we can have a more productive conversation. That's a very common thing in this industry, right? Or you'd want to call this space, right?
Yeah. And let's set that stage, right? Like, let's talk about marketing. This is for if you sell infinite banking, this works extremely well. If you just sell life insurance, this works really well. If you sell any type of insurance, this is going to work really well. Because let's look at what happens, right? You get in this industry, you become a financial advisor or somebody that sells product, most likely some kind of plans, right? If that's you, then you encourage your friends and family to purchase a policy, because listen, I believe in life insurance. I've had,
well, you talk to them about it, you know, I mean, the thing with a lot of that I feel with IBC more than a lot of other things that maybe people hawk or sell, right, is that people really do, whether you disagree with it or agree with it, if you're on board with it, they're very much on board with it. So it's the least salesy sort of approach, because at least the practitioners that I've encountered all seem so genuinely excited about the process that they want to get them, their other family members involved, so they can get that same sense of security and financial well-being that they're experiencing, you know?
Yep. Yep.
So like putting aside whether you agree with it or disagree with it, if you're just a random person that walked in that's not IBC specific, you know, a lot of that stuff can just exist because they feel it's such a great opportunity, rather than being like, well, this is great for my bottom line. It kind of like ascends a little bit past that. So that's another great segue too with the marketing. There's so much to talk about, right?
Yes.
So whether it's legacy, whether it's the actual structure of it and how it works, if you want to talk about maybe how much you're saving through avoiding inflation, or if you're talking about funding the things in life, right? Or buying a car, or going to college, whatever it may be. There's tons of ways to do it. There's tons of points of friction and discussion. So there's really, it lends itself to long form content, 1A, and then 1B, it lends itself to, you know, multi-week discussions, that it's bigger than a blog or anything like that, because, you know, there's just so much to get into, you know, amongst just even people that agree with it.
Yeah. And but the barrier it. And there exactly, there's unlimited topics, but the thing is, the barrier is doing it. So you exhaust your friends and family, because that's comfortable. Marketing to your friends and family, selling, you know, to them. And I call it sales and marketing. If you want to call it something else, that's fine, because a lot of people don't like those terminologies, but that's what I call it, because I'm a content marketer, right? This is what I do. So
yeah, just so we know what we're talking about.
Absolutely. No, right? Definitions, right? Okay. Yeah. So nice. $67 customer acquisition cost. How does that even happen? Well, okay. So this is what you can start to do. To the point about IBC, infinite banking, it really is this kind of cult following, right? It's a very insider thing. You either get it or you don't get it. You follow or you don't follow. Now, life insurance generally, or any type of insurance, here's the, beyond that community side, right? Here's the good thing. Everybody needs insurance. Now, also, everybody needs life insurance, really, whether you believe it in it or not. If you want your family to be able to survive after you die for any reason, you need life insurance, right? Okay, so that's good. That makes selling it very easy, right? Because everybody needs it. Now, but then the question is, well, shouldn't marketing it be easy too? Yes, it can. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be simple. Here's the simple way to do it, right? If you're selling any type of insurance, the new advertising is educating, right? So what do you do with this insurance? What do the customers say? What are some points of friction? Do I go with a term or a whole, right? Do I go with this agent, or how to find an agent, right? These are all ways to educate somebody. What is life insurance, right? So these are all topics that in our case study with Dave and Paul, the podcast is called Wealth Warehouse. If you want to go and listen to it and watch it yourself, these are, and you know, Jack, you know more about this than I do in terms of the topics that they cover, but that's what they do. They take these topics and then they riff on them in a podcast. And then these short clips from the podcast get posted on social media, right? That imagine that, right? Where you go, every week is a new topic for my audience versus, oh my God, I've already exhausted my friends and family. Now who do I text? Now who do I call? It's just two very different ways to generate a life insurance or an insurance business. One of them is scarcity. Where's my next prospect coming from? I hope my friends of my friends are cool with me having a conversation with them. Two, I literally just give away the secret, so to say. And then people come to me because they're interested, because they see what I post on social media. What we want you to do and what we're advising and literally can show you step by step is how to do that second one, right? Get out of that scarcity, that, you know, sparking up a conversation with somebody at the store to ask them if they have life insurance, to your DMs have questions from prospects. Booked calls, right? We have a client non-insurance, right? But just booked 15 calls in one day, all from this exact same strategy, right? So that's the mindset shift, right? Is instead of pushing towards people, people are being pulled to you.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it, you know?
And that's what happens. That's what happened with this case study, guys. 100,000
Something needs
downloads.
To be there to pull them in,
100,000 downloads, 66 dollars and 67 cents per customer for customer acquisition cost, which goes down every single year as well. 3,000 to 5,000 people listen per month. And those are the stats, right? And this is all doable. And the numbers are just the numbers, right? So I don't know. Maybe we could give, because I think the tactical, we kind of hit on the mindset. I think the tactical would be beneficial. Like, I think those ideas, Jack, of like topics would be great, kind of using Wealth Warehouse as the example, right? Like, what do you, okay, you're going to create this podcast, right? And the goal is for people to follow you and want to buy, right? Eventually, life insurance. What do you actually talk about?
Well, I mean, you can go and look at Wealth Warehouse and how they actually began. They jumped right in. This is something we talk to with our clients that we collaborate with on launches, is either starting from zero and building up, or you can jump right in. But the idea is what you were talking about before, is you're taking questions that you have on discovery calls or discussions that you encounter at a convention, or maybe something that you see on YouTube, a comment. So a lot of this stuff is going to be what you're going to be sort of reacting to. And that's all out there. If you just need to look for it. So the structure can be very intentional in terms of taking each episode and building up the person from, I don't know anything about it, to, so maybe episode one could be, you know, who is Nelson Nash, or what is life insurance, or why do you need life insurance? So, you know, in that way, it could be very structured, right? Where you're building them up to have an education at the end where they know they can sort of tread water, or you can just begin and it's all out there. And then people can find your videos or find your information on your feed, you know, encounter your information on your feed wherever they are. So maybe there's somebody that had someone die very suddenly in the family, and now this is a very present issue in their head. They can just come up to a clip on your LinkedIn feed where you're talking about IBC or a benefit or something like that, or why it's important. That's just kismet. We can't rely on that as much as we can SEO when somebody's searching specific things. So I think that's where it can come in handy as well. And you don't have to worry about structures. People are going to come at all different levels, and it's something you can't anticipate. It's just better to have it out there as much of it as you can. And on your end, if somebody comes to you and in the discovery process, they have questions that are specific, you can direct them to your own videos. You can organize these in playlists on YouTube. And have people find where the information that they want through that method as well. So there's ways to structure it after the fact. I would just, you know, recommend really just reacting to the biggest, hottest questions that you have, right? You probably know it. Or even anything that, like I said previously, that you've encountered on a discovery call, you know, or a misconception or something. So it's a long way of saying that, you know, the structure can be important if that's important to you, but you don't have to really begin at one, go two, three, four, five, six. You can just kind of start with, you know, something that bothers you about term insurance, or something that bothers you, you know, with Dave and Paul that Dave Ramsey said, right? Or something with 529 plans or 401ks. You know, it doesn't really matter that much, at least in my personal experience.
And I just
I think it's just important to build it, to have it, you know, to skip to that 2 year mark where you're Wealth Warehouse and you're sitting at like 135K lifetime downloads.
Oh, perfect transition too. Next question is going to be, how long does it take to see results from this? Right.
So this is you answer this all the time, right? I'll let you grab it.
17 years. I know. Sounds like a long time.
No, not that long, but longer than most people would like.
So
right?
I say this. If you want to see results from your posts, meaning just social media posts, then 3 to 6 months for consistent results. That's really fast, by the way. That's if you work with somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that's the bare minimum. And I'd say even 3 months, you don't get a super clear vision, but you'll definitely get an idea.
You know, I have a couple stragglers. Then if for 18 months is a podcast, right? Because you can't even optimize podcasts for SEO unless you have 3 to 6 months of data anyway, right? But now let's look at Wealth Warehouse. They're at 12, 24, 48 months, man. You know, like year four. And this is where they're so successful from this that they have multiple offshoot businesses from it, right? That like really started with this core foundation, right?
So, tons of people approach them from the podcast that are start out as listeners, that get recommended from somebody who's a listener. It's so organic. It's crazy. It really is. I mean, it's just completely
And listen, 6 months in, we could go and even pull this number right now, but 6 months in, they had hundreds, maybe 1,000 total downloads, right? That's how this works. It's a train. A train that it's like a coal powered train, right? From the 1800s. It'll go 100 miles an hour. It's going to take an hour, you know, for it to get up to that speed. But once you're at speed, it literally is a train. It's impossible to stop it, right? Because you have what's called momentum. And momentum is not bought, it's earned, it's built, right? Imagine having momentum for your life insurance business. Meaning there's people asking to work with you. That's what this does. But you put in that time, right? Okay, so we know what we're doing. That's different. We know the mindset shift. We know the different kind of types and mix, what I would call the content mix, right? Now, okay, what is the format? Like, how do I actually go and implement? It's called the 4-5-1 system. We built this because of Dave and Paul, because of all of our clients. Here's what happened. We didn't create this system. We helped a bunch of people start podcasts. We looked at all the most successful podcasts out of the 200 that we worked with, and they all followed this system. So this is just going off of facts and data. This is not philosophical. This isn't psychological. This is tactical, based on real data, based on real customer acquisition costs, based on real downloads, based on real numbers. Okay. So 4-5-1, 4 episodes a month. 5 clips on average per episode, short form video clips, 1 social media post per day. I'll stop there. Jack, you can help fill in maybe some of the context around the 4-5-1. What does it look like?
Yeah, it's really our kind of sweet spot for consistency. This is going to give us enough data points, not data points, I guess touchstones.
I'd say at-bats touch points is fine. Yep.
Yeah, and it gives you a better idea of what areas are the most engaging for your audience. It gives you some room to get better at it too. A lot of people are really interested, and myself included, are very keen to look at the first few episodes, not only from the performance, but how they did as well. So it's always good to just have that space as well. And you get there faster from doing 4 episodes, right? Yeah. So, you know, just doing 2 a month, you're gonna start to look a little bit more natural with 4 rather than 2 or 1, right? So really, we feel from a consistency standpoint, this is the best way to keep your audience well watered and fed. And also with the clips, this is a great way to keep that conversation going in places where those conversations happen, right? So that would be YouTube comment sections and shorts, which are dominating a lot of the viewership now, especially on mobile, and LinkedIn, where people are heavily encouraged to have engaging conversations, not only for their own brand and for their own page, and by extension, their own services, but also through just the decorum of that website too. And then off to the side, we also have, of that platform rather, and off to the side, we still have TikTok and Instagram and all this other stuff too. So the clips give you access to be able to put out content on all those platforms as well. So again, just consistency, volume, and it's not at a level that we feel if you either have your own production team or if you go through an agency like us for production, that it's very doable. It's very doable. And it still makes it a meaningful part of your marketing campaign. That being said, the 4-5-1 isn't the only way for you to see results. Like you can still do a couple episodes per month. We have podcasts that we work on that are very successful, or even that do our ghost podcasting program, where they'll film an hour, hour and a half, or maybe 2 hours once a month. Yep. And then none of those episodes will exist. And all of that is clip content. So that one big hour turns into 15 or 20 clips that they can. So there's a lot of ways to do it, is my point, and your objectives matter. But when it comes to, okay, I'm going to use my podcast to drive business, to get people to look at me as a credible figure, to learn more about what I'm trying to sell, to trust me, right? To like me and to basically know me better as a person. I want to do this through a podcast. This is the best way to do it, to get results quickly and to understand exactly where you need to align. So this is the very standard. I want a podcast. I want this to be kind of a marketing centerpiece for me. That's the 4-5-1. So just wanted to add that so people don't feel like excluded, like, oh man, I can't, I could do 4 episodes a month, but I can't afford that. The cheapest quote I'm getting is like $500. I just don't have that. You can still do it, you know?
Yep.
I'd argue it makes you still more dynamic, right?
But yes, and
if you're trying to do it straight up and you're like, this is going to be one of my main things, along my website, my blog, whatever, then 4-5-1 is the way to go. 4 episodes, 5 clips per episode that you can use for that one social media post every single day, right? Yep.
And and let's be candid. You don't have to do any of this. If you want to do an email list, if you want to write a blog, if you want a cold call, listen, most life insurance agents are
or guests, you know,
cold
you
could calling, guest
on
dude.
Bigger podcasts. Yeah,
you could do that, but you could cold call. Most life insurance agents, when you come into the industry, you're cold calling. Look, it's sales, right? When you're selling cars, right? And you don't have a book of business. Yeah. Some people are going to walk in, but you
gotta still work.
Yeah. So that's the thing. We're very candid. This is only if you want to do this, but if you want to do this and you want the results that it gets you.
Yeah. That's so important. Just so people don't. Yeah. Cause I always feel like I don't want to be
brainwashed.
Like,
we don't even push this shit. We don't push it,
but if
we don't need to, you know, people want to do this. There's a reason why they do it. It's because they want to do it and they enjoy doing it. Podcasting is fun. Like, you know, the tech side and all the other side of it is not fun. That's why we help. That's why we're around. The strategy is not fun. Yeah. That's why we help. But podcasting itself is very fun if you like to do it. And even us, you know, we'd love to talk about whatever topics we want to talk about. But even us doing this is fun, you know, and that's why we do it. If we wasn't enjoyable, we wouldn't do it, you know. And I'd say
the fun part that I see is that you get so much synchronicity between sales calls, discovery calls. If you have a colleague or a co-host or a client that you're doing calls with, all of this stuff, if you have a team and you know how to package it, can be used to just either sell you, to sell what you're selling, to show people what an end state could be, right? If it's like a client call or something like that. There's so many different areas that you can just record and say, this is a podcast. And we're not going to be the sticklers that come to your page and say, that doesn't count as a podcast episode.
Yeah.
It's not in a studio.
Nope.
It doesn't start with an intro, blah, blah, blah. So the fun thing for me, I find, is that so much more of it is accessible with cheaper tech, with AI, with people that do good work and are willing, that are overseas and are willing to do that work for like $20 an hour. Like, you can do this, man. Like, it can absolutely exist. So I think the fun part of it is like, you can create this entire organism.
Yeah.
And it can capture a lot of areas that you're already spending time in.
Yes.
Right. Especially if you have discovery calls.
This isn't writing a book. This isn't writing a book. You're literally on calls all day. You're just taking one of those and recording them. You're already talking about this stuff. You're already doing it. Now, if you're a hermit and you live in a cave and, you know, all you have is a phone, like a flip phone. Okay. You're not going to run this. But like, typically, if you're selling anything online, you're on calls all day. Yeah. So to your point, like, damn, that is such a good point. This is creative and fun marketing. Marketing should be creative. It should be fun. There's no more advertising anymore. It's not billboards. It's educational, creation, and fun. That's what marketing is. That's what this marketing is.
I think really even just compressing it even more, it's dynamic. You're able to, people are going to see that you're able to be out there and you're able to talk about it. And as you talk about it more, you're going to talk about it in more effective ways and more interesting ways. I really do feel that there just is like a learning curve with public speaking and public speaking light, which is podcasting, digital speaking. It takes the edge off, but it's still very similar.
Yeah.
And people just get better at it over time. They really do. Maybe now, depending how severe that curve is, whether they become really good or they just become better, 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 and they're okay. That's where probably strategy comes in, structure. Yes. Stuff like that, because not everybody's born charismatic and not everybody really has the energy to like output like that raw, you know, sort of magnetic energy that people are just drawn to. Right.
Yes.
But at the same breath, I feel that video right now, and especially when we're doing clips and short video, that's just where people are at, you know, and you can make up a lot of lost ground just by talking and telling a joke and emoting and being willing to do it all. And I think that's the bow on top. So
it is.
Yeah. It's like I say a lot, like really like half of marketing is just saying yes when everybody else is saying no to a lot of these different things. So before, a lot of people are going to nitpick and say, is this a good piece of content or not? Or, oh, is this a discovery call? Why is he filming this? Who cares? Before anybody says that, I feel there's a lot of people that at least give you a check mark that he's doing something a bit more differently. And then we focus on the next rung of like, am I interested? Does this solve a problem for me? Yada, yada, yada. So, I think that's the cool thing about marketing is if you just have the balls to pull the trigger on it, you can kind of break into the next level sort of immediately, right? Just got to be willing to step into an area that maybe you're not as comfortable with. And that's video for everyone, just like how public speaking is super uncomfortable.
And that's why we don't tell you what to do, right? Like if you go to somebody and you go, is this post good? And then they tell you if it's good or not, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because I can't tell you if what you're doing is good. I would have to spend like 4 to 8 hours with you and really work through this whole strategy. So like, that's why we do this, you know, like that's why we're here doing this, because it's like, this is just the seed that's planted. If somebody's listening and they are like, you know what? I think I could do a podcast. Well, okay, great. You know, that's as far as we need you to go today, you know? So just, you know, you just need to know what it looks like. Right. And then if you, yeah, but if you, the craziest part, and I hate that this is true, but you could just go in with absolutely no strategy and you literally will get results. Like, seriously, you will get people interested. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cases for a lot of people where that's probably the right advice, where, you know, maybe you save yourself sort of 2 years of pearl clutching about whether or not this is the exact right time. And I'm one of those people it's an arbitrary time that somewhere my brain says yes right here. And it never happens, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, man.
There's a lot of people that, like, your piece of advice that you just said for like, just start, don't worry about the strategy for now. Just talk about what you're, you know, like just have that.
We'll get that started and then just go from there. Just get started with marketing. Now we'll do a strategy, because marketing is whatever you want it to be, right? You could just make a post with one word and that's marketing. So get started with that. Yeah. Don't launch a podcast without a strategy. Don't launch a YouTube without a strategy. Don't launch any. You can. I'm saying like you can, but like you're not going to know why you're getting the results you're getting.
Experiences may vary, right?
Yeah, absolutely. May vary, but listen, that is the CTA here. The CTA is do something, move, make something happen, record a video, record a podcast with a coworker. You know a guy. Listen, you have a CPA. You know, you have somebody who, you guys have a lot of the same clients, right? For us, it would be like Adam Noor, right? We have 2 or 3 overlapping clients. Hey, let's do a podcast together, right? Or like somebody's easy, right? Somebody who's like within peripherals of you, who you know from just around the industry, who might do something a little bit different. Go ahead and do a podcast. Do a solo podcast if you feel comfortable. Go outside.
Do a fake question. Do a fake question and say,
all marketing's fake anyway.
If you're like a coach or something, you say, look, here's a common thing that always gets brought up, and I wanted to, and then just jam on it for a couple minutes, you know, it's really annoying how blah, blah, blah. I just, even that I feel would be like you're saying, just, you know, better than nothing.
And it's going to give you built this fucking episode, dude. ChatGPT did this work. And now not everybody can come on and actually record this episode. We know how to take
what it
gave us.
Well, it's not scripting every word. So that's the difference, right?
But it's like, you have no excuse structure. You have no excuse now. AI can do anything really you need it to do now, whether it's an agent or it's a GPT. So you don't have an excuse. Here's the thing. Here's the CTA.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of this series, right? So we have covered a lot on this podcast in terms of how to hire a podcast producer. Should you start a podcast? Who is podcasting good for? We've covered all of that. This series is, in this case, it's life insurance. It's industry specific content strategies, right? Life insurance, accounting, law, coaching, executive coaching. So over the next foreseeable future months, we're going to be rolling out these episodes that are industry specific. So it doesn't matter what you sell. We'll do ones for, if you sell marketing, maybe you sell coaching, maybe you sell law, maybe you sell finance, maybe you sell insurance. It doesn't matter. We've worked with over 30 industries, from trade schools all the way to medical spas. So we have the strategies and we're giving you the strategies, same format that you listen to this today. This will be rolling out, which is our industry series. So that's the CTA. Hit the follow, hit the subscribe if you're watching on YouTube or you're listening to the audio. And that's really it. Just keep listening so you can continue to get these ideas moving in your head and this mindset switch. So when you do pull that trigger, you're already going to know, well, Ryan and Jack said, I could just talk about term versus whole, you know, okay, I'll do that. That's comfortable for me, right? So that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. It's not write this down and follow it word for word. It's come along with us in this series, and we're just going to give you the sauce, and then you can go ahead and implement it. So that's my pitch.
I think the cool thing about this series too is going to be that you're going to see that there's going to be some overlap of strategies. You're going to see some areas where maybe a client interview would be a little more valuable or far more valuable than another industry, right? So I think in another way too, that if you're not in any of these specific areas, you're going to see the general, I guess, language of podcasting of what works where, right? And what are these different tools that you can use that, you know, can reach certain people at certain levels of that funnel. So all industry specific stuff aside, it's going to be good for you. You know, these aren't like novel strategies for every single, like this could be the same sort of like mixture or a different, you know, level of intensity or frequency or whatever.
Yep.
But you'll see kind of how all of that works. And, you know, sort of like a car, you put a bigger engine in it or you know, whatever, like in Forza Horizon.
Yeah.
You can tinker with it and stuff like that. So you'll be able to see how some of these strategies can make it go fast in one direction or have more control in another. So yeah, I'm excited to do this and you know, really dive into what makes these things tick and share all the strategies with you guys so you can implement it free of charge.
Free of charge content strategy for carnivals and clowns coming next. So that's going to be next.
I really think we could do a lot of, I mean, you joke, but this could go pretty deep. I mean, we could come up with some very, and we've encountered some very niche areas too that, like,
oh my goodness,
you know, we didn't think were, you know, I mean, even like with, you know, doctors that want to, at Lightspeed comes to mind, doctors who want to get out of, I mean, look, it goes deep.
It goes as deep. You know, yeah. We won't bore you with those details.
We want to become investors.
Hey, listen, anything that we've worked on.
But we will eventually bore you with
anything
it.
That we've worked on, we're happy to implement. And literally that leads you to that too. If you guys have any suggestions, if you want us to do your business,
yes,
your industry, we'd be happy to just give us,
or if you've seen anything work and you're like, guys, actually this is wrong, you know, whatever. So
yeah. I like that too. We 100% well, I'll block you, but you can comment first and I'll read it, and then
we'll take the comment. Yeah,
we'll take the comment.
We'll take the comment.
We will be blocked.
That is a promise.
Love it. Thanks, Jack, appreciate you, man, as always.
Of course, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next, you know the deal. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.